Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second, the left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third, the first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth, the DH, Randy Bush. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting ninth, the catcher, Mark Salas. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ken Schramm. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting second, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third, the third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth, the DH, Mike Easler. Batting seventh, the catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. And now, play ball. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher takes first base on ball four. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lyons. The throw from Salas and he is out, Teufel applying the tag. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Buckner moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bush moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Bush scores. One out. It's Twins, 1, Red Sox, 1. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel strikes out. There goes Gaetti. The throw from Gedman to second, and Gaetti is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett bunts between the mound and first base. Schramm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barrett for the out. Gedman moves to third. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Salas moves to second. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boggs moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Boggs scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Rick Lysander now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lysander spins and fires to second, and Buckner is picked off. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gedman strikes out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Barrett moves to third. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salas hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett catches it and throws to first to double up Puckett. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Wardle now pitching. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Salas for a passed ball. Rice moves to second. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 2 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice moves to third. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Steve Crawford now pitching. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 2 in the game. Teufel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Boggs moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ron Davis now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Puckett bunts towards the mound. Crawford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-3 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easler for the out. One out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gettman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. Gettman reaches third base with a triple. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a fly ball towards right. Brunansky settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Brunansky. Gettman tags and scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Salas for a passed ball. Barrett moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Barrett steals third. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Evans takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Boggs moves to third. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Frank Euphemia now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-3 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne pinch hits for Randy Bush. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.